AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Guilty or not guilty? The jury in the Boston Marathon bombing trial begins deciding this morning whether Johar Tsarnaev is guilty in the attack that killed three people and wounded hundreds more. His lawyer has already told the jury it was him, but is trying to place most of the blame on his now-dead older brother, Tamerlan. Our Denise Lavoie has been in the courtroom covering this trial.
Mr. Tsarnaev's attorneys said, look, just as they said in the opening statement, we're not going to deny that he participated in these attacks, that he worked with his brother on these attacks, but they said the simple fact is that his brother is the one who planned the attacks and enlisted his brother to help him in the attacks. They said if not for Tamerlan Tsarnaev, these attacks would not have taken place.
If Tsarnaev is convicted, the same jury will decide whether he gets life or death. Family members say a man and his seven children found dead in their home in Maryland were poisoned by carbon monoxide from a generator they were using after the power company cut off their electricity. Our Juliet Linderman is in Princess Anne, Maryland.
His stepfather, Lloyd, told me that he had an outstanding electricity bill and they had cut the electricity recently, and that to keep his seven children warm, he was running a generator.
The government wants to prevent more of those explosive train wrecks, and so the NTSB is recommending upgrading those railroad tank cars that haul fuel. Several fiery accidents have revealed holes in voluntary industry standards. Safety officials say the public can't wait another decade for improvements suggested by the industry. Now to Duke University, where they're having a ball. These are Duke University students celebrating last night's win over Wisconsin in the NCAA title game, 68-63. This is AP Radio News. Ferguson, Missouri is electing new city council members today, three of them. That's half the council. This is the first city election in Ferguson since a white police officer shot a black teenager dead there and set off a nationwide protest. Activist Delvon Michael says voters have a chance to change things now.
Just to have something to vote for motivates people. When they got an opportunity to have their voices heard, I think they're going to stand up and move things forward in Ferguson.
Senator John McCain has announced he'll run for another term in the Senate in 2016. He is 78 years old, and he says his Senate career is just getting started. Tea Party favorite Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, begins his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination today with a rally in Louisville, Kentucky. And Hillary Clinton is expected to announce her run for the White House within the next 2 weeks. That's what we're hearing. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.